AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Another court ruling, this one going against the Trump administration. Lisa Dwyer has details.
A federal judge has given the Trump administration until Monday to pay nearly $2 billion owed to the partners of the U.S. Agency for International Development and the State Department. The order is in an ongoing case, with more decisions coming on the administration's termination of 90% of that agency's contracts worldwide. U.S. District Judge Amir Ali ruled in favor of nonprofit groups and businesses that sued over the funding freeze. The judge has suggested skepticism of the Trump administration's argument that presidents have wide authority to override congressional decisions on spending when it comes to foreign policy. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Elon Musk's been telling Republican lawmakers he's not to blame for the firings of thousands of federal workers, including veterans, despite his push to downsize the federal government. He says the decisions are left to agency heads. President Trump was asked about it.
So we're going to be watching them, and Elon and the group are going to be watching them. And if they can cut, it's better. And if they don't cut, then Elon will do the cutting.
California is challenging the administration's freeze on education grants. Attorney General Rob Bonta.
These are grants that our state's counting on to train and prepare qualified educators. Funds that are critical to addressing our state and nation's teacher shortage crisis.
Meantime, the president's delaying for a month 25% tariffs on many imports from Mexico and some from Canada. Canadian officials say retaliatory tariffs will remain in place for now. Trump says,
we don't need trees from Canada. We don't need cars from Canada. We don't need energy from Canada. We don't need anything from Canada.
And Hamas has brushed off President Trump's latest threat, reiterating it will only free the remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for a lasting ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. This is AP News. Columbia University's been sending notices to students critical of Israel or voicing support for the Palestinian people.
Senior Miriam Alwan is accused of discriminatory harassment for writing an op-ed in the student newspaper calling for university divestment from Israel.
I was shocked that something that could be published in a school publication and approved by multiple rounds of rigorous edits would be considered discriminatory harassment merely because of the relation to the subject of Palestine.
On Monday, federal agencies said they would consider cutting $51 million in contracts to the school, along with billions more in additional grants because of, quote, ongoing inaction in the face of relentless harassment of Jewish students. Alwan is accusing the university of taking no action when Palestinian students are harassed. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.